This is why, as of last year, I stopped praying for tolerance, because of the things that's taken place by Christians being way too tolerant with the behavior that's taking place from the White House. Leadership at the top announcing that on Easter Sunday, tomorrow, for many of you that will be going to church to celebrate, you know what you're celebrating, resurrection. The White House chose to celebrate transgenders, the 0.1% of America, transgenders, who in many cases are going through challenges both mentally and emotionally, but we're wanting to celebrate the 0.1%, not the Christian nation, not the Christian leaders who have done incredible things for this country, and the level of disgrace that this brings to us as a country, to the rest of the world, that our president wrote this and announced this yesterday for Sunday, is a spit in the face to many Christians around the nation, and you shouldn't be okay with this, and you ought to stand up for yourself and realize that this is not acceptable. It's time for Christians to stop being so tolerant.
That's real, what he just said. I like that dude, too.
Yeah, PBD, you just spit, man. Unfortunately, you have cooked here.
When I first saw it, I saw this before cooked. I saw what they said, and I was like, what? There's no way.
You know what made me more?
I saw it.
No, the outrage is very much justified.
You know what made me more 100%. Mad?
It's probably not enough outrage, honestly.
What really made me mad when they said transgenders are the image of God. Whoa. Biden has said that on Twitter, bro. He said they are an image of God.
I think what he tried to say was humans are made in the image of God.
No, he said trans are made in the image of God.
You sent that in a group chat?
Man, we could go on his page right now, bro. We could look it up on X, bro.
Do you get a sense that his regular attendance and adherence to the faith resonates with American Catholics?
I would say that he's very sincere about his faith, but like a number of Catholics, he picks and chooses dimensions of the faith to highlight while ignoring or even contradicting other parts. There is a phrase that we have used in the past, a cafeteria Catholic. You choose that which is attractive and dismiss that which is challenging.
Or, as Thomas Aquinas would say, you...
It's a good analogy.
You allow your conscience to guide you.
Is there something on the menu he's not ordering, in your view,
so to speak? I would say there are things, especially in terms of the life issues, there are things that he chooses to ignore, or he uses the current situation as a political pawn.
Everyone's celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility. I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support.
God bless you all. Enjoy the day.
Please
let
me roll.
I'm coming down to do that Easter egg roll.
Go ahead, bro.
How are you? I just confused.
See,
how
you feel like? Because they're humans, and in the Bible it says humans are made in the image of God. So technically, I'm gonna be real. He's not wrong for saying that. They are. They're wrong for what they're doing, but they were made in the image of God. God did make them in His image. He didn't think they would do that.
But I feel you.
He gave us free choice, and you already know how I feel about the transness. But it is not wrong to say that they are made in the image of God, even though we don't agree with the things they did do. Easter is crazy.
They self don't believe they the image of God, because they don't believe that God made them what he intended you to be.
Just because they don't believe it doesn't mean it's not true, though. What they do is wrong. You already know how I feel, but I call everything the way I see it.
I'm just saying, though, but like, you don't feel like you're the image of God if you you believe that he's wrong.
But we're not talking about how they feel. We're talking about, was he wrong? He was wrong for putting the transgender day, period. But just the only statement of that right there is true. But you know, like it's plenty of evil people. Everyone's made in the image of God, but the people are evil. That's because we live in an evil world. No, we have free choice.
I definitely agree with that.
I want you to know that your president sees you. Jill, Kamala, Doug, our entire administration sees you for who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support.
God bless you all. Enjoy the day. And I'm coming down to do that Easter egg roll in just a minute. Thank you all so very, very much. Thanks, everybody. Funny, and by the way, say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, bunnies. Get up here so they can see you.
Oyster Bunnies. What the hell? This is stupid. Stiff arm. I hit the highest one right now.
What is that? I was paying money to the right.
The criticism over the Transgender Day of Visibility, the White House said that the president wouldn't abuse his faith for political purposes. Does the president think that's what Republicans are doing?
I mean, look, just a couple of things. And really, so surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this. And I want to be very clear. Every year for the past several years, on March 31st, Transgender Day of Visibility is marked. And as we know, for folks who understand the calendar and how it works, Easter falls on different Sundays, right? Every year. And this year it happened to coincide with Transgender Visibility Day.
I thought they got
Day.
A month already.
And so that is the simple fact. That is what has happened. That is where we are.
That's what messed
and
me up.
And I do want to say a couple of things because I think it's important here. As you just stated in your questions, what we've been hearing out there, a lot of misinformation done on purpose. And as a Christian who celebrates Easter with family, President Biden stands for bringing people together and upholding the dignity and freedoms of every American. Now, sadly, and it's not surprising, right? It is actually unsurprising that politicians are seeking to divide.
Now, this is a big-ass problem. I don't care what day it landed on. I don't care about none of that, bro.
You got to change that day.
Yeah. They should have been like, oh, they should have looked on the calendar at the beginning of the year, but oh, we're going to bump it to the 30th this
year. I feel like they trolling, bro.
Unfortunately, Easter is way more important. They should have never even acknowledged
it's not even a debate. A thing.
Easter is more important. Christ is king, and he is risen. And that's all I have to say on that.
Facts.
You know what's worse? We've been seeing like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a dickhead for bringing this up, but wasn't these like LGBTQ gangs was with the satanic stuff as well? That some of the parades was I tripping? Remember seeing that?
No, brother. We know you're not tripping.
Y'all remember seeing
yes,
that?
Yes, brother. We know.
That's
you're not
why
tripping.
I'm more like I feel like you just trolling or you just playing with people at this point.
It just shows how much we need to keep praying for this country. This shit is sad. And on top of that, it's only 0.1 of the population. Just makes zero sense to me to give them a day. And then on top of that, you got a whole month for all of them in June, the worst month of the year now. So it's like, damn, this shit is annoying. And the fact that they did that on Easter, we as Christians should be outraged. But the only question becomes, what do you do? Because as a Christian, you can't get aggressive. You can't get hostile. So it's so
hard. We must turn the other cheek.
That's why it's hard being a Christian, especially when they attack it. Because you got to speak up for it. I think maybe we should do more speaking up for it.
We might need to be some bullies, bro.
I definitely think there should be more speaking up because I just don't understand how they get a month, some sort of day in every month of the year now. Why is your sexuality that important?
No, for real.
Since when did that become a political affiliation?
See, that's the...
Buttholes.
Oh, let's give you a day for that. Let's give him a day. And his feelings matter.
That's weird, bro.
That's hella weird.
Unfortunately,
we don't have this day, Brandon.
If
we don't have this break, we don't have this day, Brandon. People gonna kill themselves, Brandon.
What you said?
You just said put on shit, bro. Come on, man.
President Biden's redubbing of the holiday as Transgender Day.
Wait a minute. He said that didn't happen.
He said he didn't do it. So which raises the question, either he's not being honest with the public or he really didn't know what was going on. And so my question would be, who's running the presidency? Is it a bunch of a woke 20-something-year-old White House staffers that just put out this drivel whenever they want? So I don't know who's in charge. The fact that he's not owning up to it, either way it's bad. Either he's not being honest or he really didn't have anything to do with it. But what we did was we had a big Easter egg hunt. Kids were didn't even change when they got back from church. They went in. They found a lot of Easter eggs, and it was like a massive amount. I told my wife, I said, that's a lot. And so they did that. And they were running around, and then it got to be, we get in, we had a nice meal, we did all that. So then we get into later in the day, no naps, just keep going nonstop. And I'm just like, it's tough to keep up, but we had a good Easter, and it's an important, the most important, for Christians, the most important holiday on the calendar. And when Biden did. I think it was ridiculous, but it does raise the issue. You go back, you can see there's a picture that'll get circulated on the internet sometimes of the New York City skyline. And I think it was from like the 1950s.
I think
it was Good Friday. And you had the buildings with lit up with crosses.
We need some more.
You know,
it's
like big crosses.
This is a Christian country, and we need to do that again. You know what I thought about? Christ is king in America.
You remember whenever you were saying that one time? This is actually years ago. You might not remember it. You're saying Christmas was a scam to just get us to buy things.
Yeah,
that might actually be right. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, yes, but the resurrection is the most important thing, and we don't celebrate it near as much as Christmas. And it's a tradition.
And what did we see when they said that it would become, you know, a holiday with drinking? Where did we see that at? And it had all these different things, and it didn't mean anything to do with Jesus.
Was it the video we watched, and they said what they're going to do to us?
Yeah.
Remember that dude?
Oh, yeah.
That's what that was. Yeah.
Video.
Yeah, that, no, he was spitting.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
It's definitely, I think it's a
and the fact that not only are we not celebrating as much as we should. Well, I could have did better too, me personally, so I'm gonna do better next year. We put Transgender Day on that same day.
We gotta be real too. No, actually, from watching that Moses movie, looking at all these different characters that we look up to, like Santa, that's idolizing.
Santa, well, Santa technically was a Christian, a saint, and he would go around on
Saint
Christmas,
Nick.
Yeah, and give people gifts.
That's why it's the gift season of giving.
Yeah, but I don't
think about it like that.
That's why we forget that it's, but we turn it into like, especially,
yeah, we just think
but
about,
I think it's the corporation.
The Almighty Man!
Because they do
about Jesus at all.
Black Friday, they hit their marketing hard for Christmas because we get gifts of Christmas. So they took advantage of Christmas for sure.
Definitely.
If we gave gifts on Easter, we should do that. We should say, because God, Christ gave us the gift of his damn life. So we should, on Easter, we should give. But you know, it's too far gone, but that's just something I thought of. And how they took the Christ out of Christmas with the Xmas. There is definitely an agenda here. I'm not even going to say it's from one side or the other. There's an agenda of elites that are trying to get rid of Jesus. And I ain't rocking with that.
They're trying to bring the Antichrist. And we seen it right in front of him.
Oh, the sanctimonious.
He did good today.
My boy got his boots on, man. He probably got some high heels.
Hey, let me stop, like, bro. You're going to get mad, bro.
Today marks Transgender Day of Visibility. Each year, man, on March 31st, we celebrate transgender
Americans. This who leads us to war?
This is general.
Yeah. This who leads us to war.
Not okay, I think it's multiple above them, but yeah, I think, yeah.
It's just one of them.
Oh, China over there licking their chops.
He's one of them.
Licking, boy, they like, boy, we finna. Boy, them boys is weak over there, them boys.
On March 31st, we celebrate transgender Americans and all that they have accomplished.
That's why people don't want to join the military.
We honor the many contributions transgender Americans make in health, medicine, public service.
All 20 of them.
Across our nation. At the Department of Health and Human Services, our mission
is
to improve the health and well-being of all Americans.
It's a job.
At the Department of Education, we know that all students do their best.
I see why they're trying to get
when they're seen and they're supported. To the many transgender students across the country listening on this Trans Day of Visibility, we in the Biden-Harris administration want you to know that we see you, we support you, and we celebrate you. We also know it's not an easy time to be you. Walking into a classroom should be an act of hope, not an act of bravery. That every day you choose to show up as your true self, you make this world a more brave, more honest, and more free place. In your gift for seeing things as they could be, I see the promise of America.
Hey.
Today we at the Department of Education want you to know that your school, your community, and your country are better because you're a part of it.
False.
You don't just belong here. We need you here. From all of us here at the Department of Education, happy Trans Day of Visibility.
What does the visibility mean?
So you can see that they be known. So, hey, bro, we can see that you're trans, bro. We proud of you, brother.
No, I don't like how you use me as the example.
I'm sorry,
bro. We should do it for
you. I'm just still messed up that you can't talk about Christ or church in school, but they allow this.
You talk about this.
You go talk about this into school.
That is literally.
That is crazy to me.
That is not right.
That is so crazy to me.
That's not right at all.
I see you not posting infringe your religion upon somebody. So I'm finna.
This is their religion. This is their religion. They putting it on us.
At this point,
it's really become a religion at this point.
Yeah, I think it is
because it's something you believe in or not believe. Not like with how you know you think everything came about, but it's like a cult. That's what it is.
But nah, seriously though, yeah, this is definitely probably the worst thing that has probably, I ain't gonna say ever happened in the country, but
it's definitely pretty bad.
It's pretty
disrespectful to the country that's supposed to be.
I'm just sorry, like they should have moved the day because one day is more important.
They should have moved it.
And that's just what it is. Christ is king, and he is risen. That's all I was
saying. Biden? They shouldn't even have no damn day.
I'm sorry. Biden
that's,
just...
That's why we gave him an inch. They took him miles.
It's not they. It's Biden, bro. He just say, pretty much just telling us...
learn about this?
F you Americans. F your jobs. F your houses. F your gas. F everything about y'all. F y'all money. We gonna send that shit to the other side of the world. F you America. That's what Biden is showing
he
me.
He been doing that shit, though.
He just... No Vaseline. But it's like not...
You know what, Brandon? Biden's an old man, bro. I can't even blame Biden, bro. It's not Biden's fault.
It is his fault.
Nah,
it's not
Biden's president. Fault, I don't give a damn.
It's the face of it.
You stepped up
it's
to the
plate. Biden don't even know what's going on.
He shouldn't have his. I don't know what's going on.
We voted him in. It's America's fault.
Yeah, we messed up.
You gonna cry? You gonna cry? I ain't vote either. So it's my fault.
Yeah,
we should cry about it like number 10. We gonna take accountability, y'all.
We gonna cry like number 10.
Let us know what y'all think about this situation, guys.